Welcome to Co-Creating Now with Monica Goyle. Monica is a spiritual counselor and healer with a life purpose to put people in touch with their innate healing abilities, empowering them to live a life full of joy, love, peace, and abundance. Through this show, you'll learn to heal every aspect of your life by connecting to your higher self. And now your host, Monica Goyle, on the Om Times Radio Network.
Namaste, listeners. Welcome back. Hope you are having a beautiful Tuesday wherever you are. And here we are back for another conscious discussion and also learning about the choices we make, the answers that we are seeking, and are those choices on the right track? Let's have a discussion with Nancy Byrne, who's the author of this beautiful spirit work, Choices. And she will be guiding us how and why we make the choices we make. And who on earth has more wisdom, love, and compassion than spirit? Author Nancy Byrne asks and answers this question with her new book, Choices. Welcome, Nancy.
Thank you, Monica.
So glad to have you. Thank you so much.
I'm very pleased to be on your radio show. It's an honor.
Awesome. So, Nancy, tell us how you came to write Choices.
Well, Spirit told me that I needed to write a book, and I didn't think anyone I had anything to say or that anyone want to read anything that I had to say. And
so my question, actually, I just wanted to say, were there certain life situations or your experiences that led you to who you are, and this book came from that?
Yes, I had a very traumatic childhood. My father drank a lot and physically abused my mother and myself, and actually sexually abused me until I reached puberty. And so I think that's why Spirit wanted me to write the book, because a lot of other people have gone through similar situations, and mm-hmm. everyone thinks that they're all alone, and we're not all alone. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I guess Spirit thought that the book could help other people to, you know that they weren't all alone. They weren't the only ones. So I never wanted anyone to know anything about my background. I was very ashamed, and I thought that they would think I was not a good person because mm-hmm. I was my father's daughter. And Spirit just said that the book could help empower and just help a lot of other people. So I wrote it.
Mm-hmm. So tell us more about your own journey, about your evolution, and, you know, how you started listening to Spirit's guidance. How did it all come along? Because I'm sure a lot of us go through so much. And like you said, we feel lonely and we don't know. I mean, we are lost, right? So, I mean... we would like to hear your story, how you figured out that there is this higher guidance there, you know, that's talking to you and letting you know where to go.
Well, I just never thought that anyone cared about me or that I was loved or very lovable or, mm-hmm. I guess my father always told me that no one would ever love me. I was the black widow and the black sheep of the family. And mm-hmm. When I was about 10 or 11, we lived across the street from a Catholic church. We were Catholics at the time. Mm-hmm. And my dad had gone into town to the bars. And for some reason, I was really, really, really depressed and sad, more so than normal. And I snuck out of the house and I went to the church, and it was, you know, it was Rocky Ford, Colorado, so they didn't lock the doors. And I went in and walked up to the front and knelt down. And mm-hmm. the whole church was dark, except there were two penance candles that were lit on the front. And mm-hmm. I remember just crying and crying and just begging God to just let me die. I just kept saying, please, please don't. I'm so miserable. Please let me die. And there are people that want to live and they die. And I want to die and you're making me live. And why are you doing this? And I was just in, you know, in tears. And then I felt a hand on my shoulder and I thought, oh, great. It's the Catholic priest. And now he's going to take me home and I'm going to get beat up again for sneaking out of the house. And I turned around and no one was there.
Mm.
And when I turned back and looked at the at the altar, it was all lit up.
It was
this beautiful, beautiful golden light. It was just, I don't even know how to describe it. And mm-hmm. at that moment, I felt so ashamed that I'd been given, even as a kid, that I'd been given this wonderful gift of life and I didn't want it. I was just wanted to toss it away because things were rough. And I knew that God cared about me.
Yeah. So in that moment, that realization came and all of a sudden you felt your life was so precious and there was so much love, divine love around you.
Yes, I did. And I feel like I believe that, you know, we're all connected and we all need each other. But I feel like, you know, we search so much for approval from everyone else and we want to be accepted and we want others to love us. And, you know, we have all the love that we really, really need. And all the, you know, I just think sometimes we just don't realize how much we have. It's right in front of us. We just don't reach out and grab hold of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I know, I mean, of course, you know, in those circumstances, the situation you were in, and as a child, it's really hard to see anything beyond that, right?
Yes, it is.
So, I think that prayer from your honest heart, you know, it was like, you were just, at that point, you were just ready to let go, or you just opened yourself fully now, like you had no choice other than to just give yourself completely to divine, like whatever happens.
Yes, I guess so. I was pretty desperate.
So it was like now you fully, you just had no choice. You know, what I'm trying to say is it's like we always do have a choice, right? We all have that higher guidance, that connection, that spirit all the time. But it's just that, you know, we just feel we have lost it. We just don't feel we are in touch with that until we finally acknowledge and accept and just give ourselves completely to that.
I think you have to just, for myself, I finally, you know, it's a journey. You don't learn. Just, it was a tremendous experience, but still, then other life circumstances come along and you kind of forget, you know, it's like,
yeah,
did I make this up? Did it really happen? Or things get bad and you think, well, if God loves me so much, why am I going through this now? You know, you kind of expect it to be just all, you know, roses, I guess, sunshine and roses, but it's just every single step of the way. Spirit wants us to just learn to let go and to trust. And when you do, it just, everything falls into place. It's just, I can't even describe. It's just amazing the things that happen when you, Monica, I moved to Whidbey Island just recently. And I am have been terrified of water. My father tried to drown me as a child. And I, you know, you remember that, trying to breathe and the water coming into your lungs, how terrified you were. And, you know, and it the way it just happened, and well, a girlfriend invited me to come and visit her because, and she would promote my book. She had a vacation home in on Whidbey Island. And so my husband and I really liked the idea, and I wanted to have a book signing. So we purchased the airplane tickets, and then the week before we were supposed to come, she called me and said, I can't have a book signing for you. She said, my husband's being transferred, and I have to get our house ready for sale, and we're going to move to Whidbey Island. But why don't you and your husband just come and get the key and come and stay at our house. You'll really enjoy it there. So since we already had the tickets, we came, and it was beautiful and everything, but I did not want to move to Whidbey Island. And so when we went back home, I wrote an automatic writing to Spirit, and I said, why did this happen? Why did we spend money for airfare? And, you know, the only reason I wanted to go was, you know, to have a book signing. So why did this happen the way it did? And Spirit said that my girlfriend had invited me. She didn't know this at the time, but she had invited me because I was going to be moving to Whidbey Island. And I told my husband, bet me, I'm not going to be anywhere around water. But then I kept feeling like there was just, and I don't know how to explain it, you just have this feeling inside of you that, you know, that I needed to do another writing. And so I asked Spirit, I said, why did I write that? You know, I know that we're not going to be moving. I'm very happy where I'm at, you know, and, you know, why was I wrong? I usually really hear what you say. And Spirit said, you weren't wrong. You heard exactly what I said. You're going to be moving to the island.
Wow. And Nancy, we will continue with the story after a short break. So friends, please stay with us.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Om Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Simone Milicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Change the world if you're broke. I know, I've tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
And we are back. Welcome back, everyone. So, Nancy, we were talking about you moving to the island when you were scared of, you know, of water all your life.
Yes. Well, my husband did not want to move. He said, no, how can we give up everything we have here? We had 4 acres of land. and our animals just loved it. It was a very nice place. And so I said, well, this is really what Spirit wants us to do. And, you know, Phil, you always say that Spirit is always right. Now that you don't want to do it, you think Spirit might be wrong. And so we came back to the island and looked around. And when we found this home, the minute I got out of the car, we hadn't even been in the house, but the trees, oh, Monica, and the light was shining through the trees. It was almost mm-hmm. like you could imagine, you know, that when you see in movies that Spirit is coming down through the light, you mm-hmm. know, it was gorgeous. Wow. And I said, this is where we belong. And Phil said, yeah, it feels that way too. Wow. And then we came in, and so the first time we had come when we were invited to come by my girlfriend was in June. And now here we are 3 months later. We sold our house. We bought this house. We moved a dog and four cats. And wow. It's just paradise here. I love it so much.
But then, Nancy, so you have made that conscious decision that you will always listen to that inner guidance. But what happened with the fear? Like, you always have had the fear of water. So what was the journey like? I mean, making that decision, and what was the process like?
Well, I've learned that I'm very stubborn, and I've finally learned that it's always better to listen. Spirit loves you, loves me, loves all of us more than we love ourselves, mm-hmm. and wants what's best for us. And so I'm just learning to trust in that. And mm-hmm. I know that I'm not going to be moved to an island so that I can drown. What purpose would that serve anyone?
Yeah.
And, but I have to say that initially when I realized that I was supposed to move, I had a few frightening mm-hmm. nights, you know, dreaming mm-hmm. about water and that, you know, I was falling into the water and all this stuff. And so I did another writing, and God said that the dreams weren't meant to frighten me. They were to show me that I always, always am protected. In my dreams, I never drowned. In fact, I enjoyed being in the water until I realized that I was in the water and panicked. mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that they were to encourage me and to show me, you know, that I am always protected. And I really believe that. I think when you entrust your life to Spirit mm-hmm. and you know, you can feel the tremendous love that there is for you, mm-hmm. that you just have to let go. It's frightening sometimes, and but it always works out for your best. Every time I have let go of my hard-headedness or what I thought was right for me, things turn out. It's not. I would have never imagined how well they could turn out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess time after time after time of that happening, I'm finally learning to just trust and just go with whatever Spirit wants me to do.
Mm-hmm. That's so beautiful and so true. I think it happens with all of us. We just feel we know what is best for us. Or like you said, you had fear of water. We all have so many, you know, fear of so many things and so much resistance about things. But sometimes we are just guided in that direction. So we can learn. There is no need to fear. It's like just to help you let go of that. That's holding you back. Isn't that true, Nancy?
That is true. And that's exactly what Spirit said. He said, I was going to move because I still needed to learn to trust, and I needed to let go because as a child, we were poverty stricken. It wasn't that we were poor, but my dad spent, you know, most of the money on booze and women. So, sometimes we didn't even have enough food to eat. And when I get something, I don't let go. I don't want to let go of people. I don't want to let go of jobs. I don't want to let go of things. And, you know, it's all, nothing really matters when you have spirit. I think it's, I mean, obviously we need people in our lives and, mm-hmm. you know, it's wonderful to have a family and to be loved and to have people that you love. But the most important thing is that God loves you and mm-hmm. you know that you can trust him. You know, there was a point where my son was in a, I'm just telling you this to give you an example. My son was in a horrible car accident and they had to call the Jaws for Life to get him out of the car and glass, you know, was all over his face and everything. Mm. If I could have taken his place, I would have, because, you know, well, a mom would do that, but I couldn't. I couldn't take his place. I wasn't given that opportunity. But spirit can. Spirit can do anything. Mm-hmm. As humans, we're very limited. Spirit is not limited.
Yeah.
And when you trust in spirit, anything is possible. Anything, Monica.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so true. So, I mean, you definitely have come a long way. And it's like for you, it just comes naturally to listen to that inner voice.
Well, not all the time. Like I said, I'm really stubborn. I'm really, that's my goal. You know, mm-hmm. we're not, none of us are perfect or I don't
yes.
arrived or, you know, but that's my goal. I just want to just. For it just to automatically happen that I always listen to spirit.
Mm-hmm. So, Nancy, from that point on, when you first experienced divine love or spirit, as you said, we are not perfect. So there have been times since then that when you fell back into your old self, like feeling miserable, not feeling loved, taken care of, or after that you were always feeling uplifted and always connected.
I haven't felt unloved
mm-hmm.
and I haven't felt miserable
mm-hmm.
Because I know that's the one thing I know is that God loves me unconditionally. Mm-hmm. And, but I do get, well, as you know, I get kind of nervous and upset sometimes.
Yes, I mean, we all do. So, Nancy, tell us, how do you know that this is the right choice for you? How do you know that spirit is guiding you?
Because every time I listen to that inner voice
mm-hmm.
or when I do an automatic writing, it has never, ever, ever been wrong. And everything has worked out just perfectly for me. And so I guess it's through trial and error, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we get so caught up in our own daily lives and in what's going on, trying to make a living, trying to provide for our family, trying to please others and gain their approval, that we don't listen to spirit.
Yeah.
You know, there's a verse that says that, you know, God talks to us when we're asleep because it's the only time that we slow down enough to listen, that we're quiet enough to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And when you just finally, I think sometimes things have to, with me, things had to get so bad that I had nowhere else to turn but to God.
Mm-hmm.
And when I finally just did, I just felt that sense of peace and just joy, just
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so you just have to listen to your inner voice and trust it and just little baby steps, and then you see that it starts working out, and then you try something bigger, and then you try something bigger, and pretty soon you realize that, you know, God has your back. You
mm-hmm.
Spirit is always with you, and as long as you're not just, I think when you're really, if you're asking Spirit to help you, Spirit obviously wants to help you. You can't go wrong.
And there is no way that you will not know that this is something for your highest good, or this is coming from your higher self.
Yes.
You just can't miss it.
No, I don't think you can. I think that the more you reach out and talk to Spirit and involve God in your life every single day, that you know the difference from when it's just your mind chatter and when it's Spirit talking to you.
I think that's so true. I mean, so many times we try to ignore that voice within us, and it just keeps repeating. But sometimes we just, you know, because we are so much in this logical, practical world that we just try to quieten that voice within us.
Because we don't want to hear it. Usually it's because we don't want to do what that voice is telling us to do. Like, I did not want to move to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So I thought that, you know, I was thinking, oh my gosh, I made a mistake. You know,
yeah.
I don't know why I always hear Spirit and it's always, you know, spot on. But this time I thought I wasn't. Well, I was. It was just that I didn't want to move. I was terrified to move, and so we pretend like it's not real, and we push it aside. But God always knows what's better for us.
Mm-hmm. So you are very happy after the move.
Oh, I love it here. Every morning, my husband and I look out here, and we say, "Oh, my husband says, can you believe we're here?"
Wow. That's so beautiful. We will take just a short break and we will come back.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
I'm Maggie Chula.
And I'm Catherine Glass.
And we're the Psychic Angel Channelers. Join us every week here on OM Times Radio for Angel Talk Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
the best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
We are back. Welcome back, Nancy. So, Nancy, you majored in psychology.
Yes.
And do you think that in some way helped you going inwards and understanding yourself?
Well, I've always been fascinated by the human mind, mm-hmm. and I think it gives you a little bit of, I think what it does is it helps you to understand, I think, relationships and, you know, honestly, Monica, I think until I realized that spirit was always with me, I'm an astrologer and
wow,
and you know, a psychologist, and I never have applied any of those things to me, you know, mm-hmm. to my life, which seems kind of weird, I guess, but
I guess you know.
But I think it was, I think it's any changes, any realizations I have come to have had to be through spirit. You know, we were talking about how you don't listen to that inner voice because you don't want to do what it's telling you to do, or you're scared. I think we're also fear-based.
Yeah.
You know, we're scared of everything. And I do readings for people, and sometimes I'll do a reading for someone, and they know. They're paying me to give them the reading.
Mm-hmm.
They know what's best for them. They know that this person loves them or wants to be with them, even though this person never is there for them, even though this person is going out with other women, even though, or other men, mm-hmm. even though, you know, and spirit is just saying, you know, you deserve so much more.
Mm-hmm.
This person is not the person for you, but they're just, people are so scared to let go of what they have. You know, I think it's that old saying, you know, a bird in the hand is better than two in the bush, but it's just, you can have it all. You really can. You can have everything if you just trust and are willing to take a step. You know, there's nothing to fear. You know, what is that verse? If God be for you, who can be against you? You know, everything works out the way, you know, the way it should. In my book, Choices, I wrote an acknowledgement to this young lady, Autumn Shills.
Mm-hmm.
She also moved. She's the person that's on the cover of my book. And I used her picture because it was symbolic of the choices we all have to make from time to time. You know, frightening and overwhelming as they may seem, I'm reading this from my book, when we listen and follow our inner guidance spirit, we are guaranteed to find the happiness we seek. In an effort to forge a better life for herself and her son, Autumn showed great courage in leaving the comfort and security of her family, friends, and all of her acquaintances behind to embark on a new life. Mm-hmm. In Maui, which is where the photo was taken. She was so scared to move. She didn't know anybody. And, you know, and for the first few weeks, they lived in a little one-bedroom apartment, and they slept on the floor. She left her clothes, her belongings, everything behind, and just followed that inner voice. And now they're so happy. They've been there 2 years. She's a regional vice president for this big company, and everything is just going very smoothly for her.
And before that, she was struggling?
Yes, she was struggling a lot. She had a pretty miserable life.
mm-hmm. But she chose to listen to her spirit and followed the guidance and took that leap of faith.
Yes. And she had a son, a young son that she was responsible for. And I'm sure that was extremely frightening.
Yeah.
So you just have to just trust, you know, just you ask. I believe that you ask and you do receive. You know, God's not going to send somebody said, how do you know it's God you're hearing from? Mm-hmm. How do you know it's not some evil spirit or something? I think that when you're genuinely asking God and you're sincere, God's not going to let anybody else give you answers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would be ridiculous. If you're asking God, you're going to get the answers from God.
That's so beautiful.
So it's just a matter of just asking, listening, and then paying attention.
And acting. I think that's a big part, right? Sometimes we know this is what is our guidance, but it's so hard to take a step on it.
It is, because we can't see. We look through life like we have blinders on. We can only see right in front of us. Mm-hmm. And so we just feel like, how could this possibly happen? You know, this can't happen. But it's God sees everything and is in charge of orchestrating everything. I mean, how could somebody possibly just, you know, go to another country on a vacation, you know, turn the corner, bump into somebody, and that's the love of their life. You know, if you tried to plan it that way, it wouldn't work out. But
no.
Spirit can make it happen. To
it's amazing.
Yeah, it's like, and I know I've used this analogy before, but you know, you want to be an opera singer, but you don't have the money and you don't have this and you don't have that and you don't know any people, and how can you make it happen? And it just, you know, but Spirit, and you want it to happen right away, because that's me. I want everything and I want it now, today, yesterday. But Spirit is able to find the perfect building for you to get the stage all set up, you know, to get the stage hands and all the props set into place, to get the orchestra and the conductor, you know, to get all the other people that are going to be involved, and get it all together in one spot so that you can walk onto the stage and shine. Mm-hmm. And that's what Spirit wants to happen for you. You know, He wants you to be happy and to have everything that your heart desires. I don't believe that we were put on this earth to be miserable and to suffer and to do without. We were given our lives to live them and to enjoy them.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. But Nancy, what about the hard lessons that we have?
Well, Monica, this is just my belief, but I believe that before we're even born, our soul knows what we need to learn, the lessons that we come into this lifetime to learn. And the best way to learn them, I believe that we choose our circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people say, oh my God, how could a loving God, you know, have some child, you know, born without an arm or a leg? Or, you know, I believe it was that
soul's
choice to do that, because that was the only way that that person would learn the lessons they needed to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really had a pretty unhappy, miserable childhood, and I wouldn't want to go back there. And I would hope that nobody else would ever have to go through that. But I'm who I am because of those experiences.
That's so true. And you know, very grateful. You are so inspiring. You are sharing your true self. And I mean, so many of us, or I would say all of us at some point, have gone through, you know, very painful experiences. And this reminds all of us, you know, it's like this, there is a lesson that we were supposed to learn. This is a choice that we made ourselves, and there is a reason for it.
I truly believe that. I agree with that wholeheartedly. I think that, I really want to help empower people, and I'm very compassionate, and I understand that when something happens, you just don't get over it. It's a process, and I might have been a totally different person if my life had been really easy and everything had come easily for me. And, I know people that, that don't have that compassion or caring for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
So I just think it's a process. Life is a process. You can't go to college until you go to kindergarten first.
Mm-hmm. And then you have to. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you grow. It's incremental. It's just one step at a time. But if you just enjoy the journey, we're all in such a hurry to get to the end and to reach the goal. But the journey is the beautiful part of life, is just to enjoy every day, every moment that you have, because it truly is a gift.
So, Nancy, what I'm hearing is you're never at the wrong place, or it is, even though you are going through tough situations, that is helping you evolve, that's helping you grow. And there is always a choice to stay connected within yourself, and knowing that, to be able to enjoy each moment of that growth.
Exactly, exactly. And we can choose to just wallow in our misery and just lose all hope and become victims, or we can choose to just, move on. We can, just choose to know that someone's there for us.
So true. And we will be right back after a short break.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Live with medium Lisa Phoenix, mediumship messages and musings, explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. and I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
And we have Nancy today with us, whose soul's desire is to give back to the universe and to serve everyone by assisting them on their life's journey through her beautiful book, Choices. And more information is available at choices-nlb.com. So I really, really encourage all our readers, our listeners, to check out her book. It's a beautiful book that will connect you right away with your inner self, and you will know that you know all the answers within, and the choices that you are making are the right ones. Welcome back, Nancy.
Thank you, Monica.
We were talking about it's our choice to stay a victim or be our empowered self and live that life that our soul so wants to, and learn those lessons.
Yes, I believe that's true. And Monica, you know, nothing is too hard or difficult. You really and truly, I believe that you can have anything you want. I mean, you can have the life you want. You just, you know, we focus, I think as human beings, we get caught up in negativity. Mm-hmm. And one of my professors said that if there are 10 people around you and 9 of them give you a compliment and one of them says something slightly that's not real positive, you will focus on the negative comment, because that's what we do. And whatever you focus your attention towards is what you draw to yourself. If you keep thinking and thinking about doom and gloom, then that's what you're calling to yourself. Mm-hmm. If you keep thinking and thinking that you're poor and don't have any money, and that's what you bring to yourself. So we need to start focusing on positive things and just trusting that they can happen. I mean, miracles happen every single day, things that are impossible. And, you know, just, but in our society, we don't hear about them because we focus on the negative, you know. If a policeman, does something mean, we focus on that. But if a policeman saves a child's life or saves a dog, you hardly ever hear about that. We have a tendency to focus on the negative. And, I'm sure that you've heard stories about somebody was in a wreck or something, and they got out of the car and they lifted up the car with one hand and moved somebody under the tires of the. I mean, it is impossible for us to lift up a car just with one hand, but we do it. So you can do anything. I mean, all things are possible. I truly believe that.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. I mean, we see miracles happening around us all the time.
We limit ourselves. There's no one limiting us. It's we are doing it to ourselves, and we don't even realize it, you know. And then we blame everyone else for it. You know, it's my husband. It's the way I grew up. It's, you know, the government. It's religion. It's everybody else. But we're the ones that are doing it to ourselves, and we don't see it.
So we are actually self-victims.
We are.
And I think that realization is enough to put you back in that empowered state. Once you know that, once you realize that, then you just can't live like that anymore.
Well, you know, it's easy, though, to just, because we are human beings. I mean, like, look at before, your radio show. I was frantic because I couldn't find the cord to my computer. And I know that Spirit wants to... Spirit wrote this book. I did not write it. And I know that Spirit wants the word to... the message to get across to everyone. So why would I not be able to get on the computer? But mm-hmm. I was just frantic. I couldn't find the cord. I didn't know what to do. I was just, and I didn't want to let you down. I was sitting here talking to you and I looked down and there was the cord.
Oh, wow.
And I searched the whole house for this cord and it was here all the time. I just get myself into such a frenzy that I, you know, and if you just can take a breath and relax and just know that God's in control. I'm not in control of anything.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. And I mean, I truly believe, and of course, you know, again, this is a confirmation of, you know, spirit guiding. And like you said, this book came from the Spirit. And you are such a beautiful person. We have had several conversations before the show. And your book is so beautiful. And it's so inspiring and guiding that I like you said, you know, there is no way that this show wouldn't have happened. It's like this message needed to come out. And so it again reinforces that if we don't stop ourselves and if we listen to that guidance, if we move in the right direction in spite of our fear, we will never be let down.
That's true. That is so true. I believe that with all my heart.
Mm-hmm. And we are so grateful for you to share that with us. And, you know, whatever, like you said, you... Spirit asked you to write that book, so you had no choice but to, you know, share it with everyone. So, Nancy, before we go, tell us what is the favorite part of your book? Anything that you would like to share with the audience? The message that you, I know it's all about making the choices, but is it something, are there any tools that you would like to share that can help people, you know, tune in and know that this is their inner voice?
Well, there's a part in the book that I wrote about, it was a spoof on a cowboy movie. It was Arnold Schwarzenegger plays the part of the handsome stranger. And, he's all dressed in white because he's so pure, and he's helping this little old lady across the street. You know, there's stagecoaches and horses racing across the street, and he's trying to help her. And he's like, "Don't worry, ma'am. I will get you safely across, you know, and you're in good hands and everything." And he takes her to the other side of the street or the road. And then later he comes and she's being carried across on a stretcher because she got hit by a horse when she was crossing the street. And he's perplexed. He comes up to her and he's asking her, "Why? You know, I helped you get safely across the street. Why did you come back?" Mm-hmm. She's hitting him with her cane and she's screaming at him. And she's like, "I didn't want to cross the street in the first place. You should have minded your own business." And sometimes we do that. We really we have good hearts. We want to help other people. But you know what? Sometimes it's their life. They have to do it on their own. And you can't force somebody to do anything. We have to respect that everybody's where they are at this moment in time. And they're at the right place. You know, if everybody... You know, what's right for me isn't necessarily right for you or for somebody else. We all have, you know, we're all alike, but we're all unique in different ways. And we have to respect that.
Mm-hmm.
Honor people's feelings. You know, it just sometimes I think sometimes we get, you can't force your ideas or ram your ideas down somebody else's throat. I just think that we have to trust the Spirit can do the work. We don't have to do it all, you know?
Wow, this is so profound and such a important message, Nancy. I think we all forget that, knowing that what, you know, if something works for us, we just want to spread it to people. It's like, okay, it worked for us, but it's not necessary that it will work for someone in the same way it worked for us, one thing. Or if this is their life path, even. We just forget it all the time. And so this is such an important message and such an important lesson. Thank you for sharing.
I hope, Monica, that I feel like the book is going to be a tremendous success. I really believe that Spirit wants to get the message out. And, you know, I just couldn't have written this book because it was too, I would have written a very negative book if I wrote about my life's experiences, but the book is up and it's, you know, upbeat and it's cheerful, mm-hmm. it's kind of humorous and everything, and I think it's a wonderful message to get out there. And I know that Spirit really wants to get it out there.
It definitely is beautiful, just like you, and we wish you all our very best, and we are so grateful to you. Thank you so much, Nancy. Thank you so much, listeners. Namaste, and have a blessed life.